We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm realizing how much these second date updates have just made me lose faith in people.
Why?
Just all over the place. Because we have Emma on the phone for a second date update right now. She wants to call a dude named Kevin. They met at the vet because they both have dogs. And then they went to a dog park and hung out and then had coffee. Nothing really out of the ordinary as far as that goes. They ended with a long hug and now he's not calling her back. But while they were at the dog park, there was some weird dude there who didn't have a dog who was hitting on all the chicks. And then Kevin asked the guy to leave. They got in like a quick exchange and then the guy left and everybody was saying that Kevin's a hero. And it was really attractive to Emma. And the only thing I can think is, I wonder if he hired that dude to go to the dog park so that he could just put on a show for Emma.
You're that jaded.
That's what I mean.
Oh my gosh.
Emma, do you think that's a possibility? Do you think maybe he hired that guy to go to the dog park and be weird?
I mean, at this point, I honestly don't know. But even so, if that is the case, if he hired this random guy, why isn't he calling me back?
That's true, because you liked him.
How could it be a scheme? They met at the vet and then went, like, what, an hour or two later to the dog park? Does he got somebody on speed dial?
Yeah, who knows? Like, again, it wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, that's an awful lot of work. But, hey, it worked.
Yeah, yeah, it did work. Maybe now there's some people that have a new plan for how to meet women or impress women. All right. Well, I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if we can figure out why you're not getting a call back. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kevin?
Yeah, this is Kevin.
Kevin, what's up, man? How are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Kevin.
Are you familiar with the show at all?
I am. Okay. I'm just curious why you're calling me.
Well, I'm calling you because somebody emailed us to give you a call for a second date update.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
Like, for seriously, somebody did this?
For nah, seriously?
Just calling like you out of the blue, just making the whole thing up. All right, bye. See ya. Yeah, that was it. Best prank ever.
Ooh, sweet.
Yeah, got you. Burn, Kevin.
Okay. All right. I guess it's going to be one of those days. You got me.
No, I wasn't.
It's not really a joke.
I'm actually calling you for a second date update.
Okay. You are. You really are. Okay.
Yes, I am.
I think I might know what this is about.
Really? Okay. Do you know who might want to email us to figure out why you're not calling them for another date?
I've got a feeling. I got a feeling, but I'd rather hear you say it than me.
Let's try to say it at the same time, okay? Ready?
Okay.
Three, two, one. Emma.
Emma.
Emma. You didn't say it at the same time, but yes.
He's bad at counting.
Her name is Emma.
Yes, Emma. Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, are you purposely not calling Emma back then?
Am I purposely?
Yeah, like you're avoiding her. I was hoping that it was just because you've been too busy or something.
I had a nice time with her, but I went kind of like digging on her social media, and what I found was like a huge turnoff to me, if I'm being honest. It was a big, big turnoff.
Her social media was a turnoff. Is it too many selfies or something like that?
No, it wasn't anything like that. It wasn't like inappropriate pictures or anything like that. Her grammar is atrocious.
Did you say her grammar, like her writing?
Yes, her writing. Yes, her writing is atrocious. It is it's a travesty.
Okay, so you don't want to go out with her again because her grammar is bad.
Oh, big time! Like she uses double negatives. Like that annoys that annoys me. I almost cursed it. That annoys me a lot.
But she wasn't like. I mean, that wasn't something she used in her normal speak. So it wasn't an issue when you guys were hanging out.
Well, we only spent like a little bit of time together, so I don't know. Things seem fine there, but go to her social media, it's insane. Like, she doesn't know the difference between you're and you are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't know the difference at all.
Yeah, but what? Okay, hold on. To her defense, a lot of people use social media to just quickly throw out thoughts. And what if it's something where it's auto-correcting on her phone?
I mean, that can happen, but does it happen more than once in multiple posts a day? I was like, oh, come on. And also, there's like a Google search. You can Google proper grammar if you don't know it. I just, it's already getting me, like, annoyed.
And you're not open to, like, maybe trying to coach her through her grammar?
Oh, like, that's going to go over real well.
Yeah. Hey, I noticed your social media makes you look really stupid. Yeah. Can I teach you a few things about words?
Like, how to write?
Yeah.
I have something to say about this.
I'm sure you do, Emma. Hey, Kevin, Emma's on the phone and wants to talk to you.
Oh, I forgot you guys do it this way.
Yeah, that is how we do it.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? My grammar is terrible. That's why you haven't called me back. That's the reason. That's the big thing that you can't even, like, a double negative on my social media has turned you off that much.
I mean, I'm being honest. Would you rather me lie to you?
I'd rather you tell me instead of just not talk to me while I call you and try to set up another date. Just end it if that's what you want. But a double negative, your instead of your, I know the difference.
Are you sure you know the difference?
No! Oh, that was just rude.
Wow.
Yes, I know the difference. Your, like Y-O-U, apostrophe, R-E, means you are,
okay.
Like you are being a d-. That's what that means.
I think that was appropriate.
That's how you
that
use
was
it.
The right grammar.
You're a bigger grammar offender than you even know. Like, you don't end a sentence with a proposition, okay?
What?
Like, nobody does that, Emma. Nobody does that, you know?
For such a grammar guy, is it a proposition or a preposition you're not supposed to end a sentence with there,
okay,
Kevin?
Okay, all right, dude. Slow down. I made a mistake. I meant to say preposition, not proposition.
Oh, okay. All right, just checking in on that one.
I feel like that was fair.
Yeah, but maybe we shouldn't give you the benefit of the doubt since you're not giving me the benefit of the doubt that I just like to do quick posts and I'll end a sentence however I want.
Oh.
But it's social media. It's not like I'm writing this thesis about, I don't even know what. I just don't understand why it bothers you so much.
What bothers me is you use a punctuation within parentheses. That's what, if we're really getting into it. So, you know.
Oh, my God.
We're really digging deep on this one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Both of you.
I mean, you're just digging here. There's got to be another reason. There's got to be something else that you're just not saying that you're not calling me. There's no way that a punctuation in parentheses bothers you that much.
I think everybody in the world knows, except you put parentheses outside of punctuation, okay?
Parentheses outside of punctuation?
I didn't get that one either, Jubal.
I misspoke, okay?
All right.
I meant punctuations outside parentheses. That's what I meant. That's what
oh,
I
my
meant.
God.
For someone who's so upset about my punctuation, you're doing an awful lot of misspeaking about it.
Emma, does this make you want to maybe go back in and edit some of your posts, though, so that they look proper?
No, that. You and I had a really good connection. Our dogs even connected. Our dogs got along so well. I feel like we had a really good day, and for you to not call me back because of the grammar on my social media, it is not only ridiculous, it is pretentious.
Oh!
Wow, those are a couple of big words that you use there. I'm pretty impressed.
Well, does that mean maybe you want to go out with Emma again? Kevin, would you like to go on a second date with Emma? We'll pay for it.
I mean, why would I want to after I basically felt like I was insulted to my face? So
you are.
Also, who cares if our dogs got along? There's bigger things in the world than whether or not two dogs get along.
Yeah, there's those whole punctuation in parentheses thing, you know?
Exactly. And I don't want to go on a second date with someone who's going to be so nitpicky about a social media post. Is not the kind of person that I want to be around.
Yeah, you're...
Oh, nitpicky, a big word again. Good.
Oh, God, can you guys just, like, hang up on him? Because he is an idiot.
You would be doing me a favor if you did that.
Okay, well.
Okay.
Well,
that's ended
see
well.
See you, Kevin.
Yep.
There you go, Emma. I hung up on him.
Oh, thank you.
Does that feel better?
It feels really good. I don't even want to post on social media or write anything on social media anymore because it's just going to make me think of this jack.
Well, I think maybe Kevin helped you in a good way, okay? Because that whole parentheses punctuation thing, I'm super glad we got that cleared up, Emma.
I mean, to be honest, I forgot about that rule, but...
You're admitting it.
Oh my God. All right, Emma, well, better luck next time on getting a second date. Hope you don't not get one later on in the future.
That's a double negative.
Nope. Oh, that was really
if you know
good
what second date's about. All right.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.